Now, it's a great chapter. Just as we're reading it, I want to preach on about 10 different things in this chapter. But the part that I'm going to focus on is in verse number 9, where the Bible reads, "And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him." And what I want to preach about this morning is deceiving the whole world. Now, notice, the Bible does not say that the devil is trying to deceive the whole world, or that he wants to deceive the whole world. No, it says he deceives the whole world. He succeeds at deceiving the whole world. He has the whole world under deception today. It's saying he does it. Not he wants to do it, not he tries to do it. Now, this is a theme throughout the book of Revelation. Of course, if you go down to chapter 13, verse 14... this is talking about the false prophet who is put in place and empowered by Satan. And in Revelation 13, 14, it reads, "And deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live." Go to Revelation 19. Revelation 19, 20. And this is again about the false prophet, about Satan's Antichrist. It says in Revelation 19, 20, "And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone." Go to Revelation 20, verse 3. This is talking about Satan again. "And cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more." What does that tell you? He's been deceiving the nations before this. But he's cast into the bottomless pit that he might deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that he must be loosed a little season. What does he do when he comes out of the pit after 1,000 years? Verse 8. "And shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea." Verse 10, "And the devil that deceived them." So all the main verses about Satan, it's always just, he's deceiving. He's deceiving the whole world. He deceives the entire planet. He deceives the nations. He's a deceiver. He goes in so he won't deceive. He comes out. He does more deceiving. Verse 10, "The devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever." You don't have to turn there, but in 1 Timothy, when the Bible is referring back to the devil in the Garden of Eden, it says, Adam was not deceived, but the woman being what? Deceived. The woman being deceived was in the transgression. Eve was deceived by Satan in Genesis chapter 3. She used the word beguiled. She said, "The serpent beguiled me. He tricked me. He deceived me. He lied to me." This is how he operates. The Bible says in John chapter 8, verse 43. Turn there. John 8, 43. I want you to turn there and see this. Because today the world is deceived. It says that he deceives the whole world and he succeeds at it. He gets it done. He deceives the nations. And our world that we're living in today is deceived en masse. Look at John 8, 43. Jesus Christ said, "Why do you not understand my speech? Even because ye cannot hear my word. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth." And watch this. "Because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it." So the most common attribute that we see about the devil all throughout the Bible is he's a liar. He lies. He deceives. He doesn't tell the truth. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, because he's a liar and the father of it. And it says he deceives the entire world. Go, if you would, to 2 Corinthians, chapter number 4. 2 Corinthians, chapter number 4. 2 Corinthians, chapter number 4. And in 2 Corinthians, chapter 4, verse 3, the Bible reads, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost," watch this, "in whom the God of this world," notice that little g, "the God of this world," not talking about God Almighty, not talking about the true God. It says, "The God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. So not only does he deceive them, but he blinds their minds, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Go to Ephesians chapter 2, just a few pages to the right in your Bible. Ephesians chapter 2. And in Ephesians 2:1, the Bible reads, "And you hath he quickened," or brought to life, "who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past, in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others." Now notice, the Bible says when you're not saved, you are walking according to the course of the power of the prince of the power of the air. You are in Satan's program. You are following his plan when you're not saved. He says, you are deceived. He says, if you don't believe on Christ, your mind is blinded and you have been deceived by none other than Satan himself. This world today is in darkness. The unbelievers today are in total darkness. And you wonder, how can people be so stupid? How can they believe the lies and the deception that's given them? And how do they just mindlessly accept it for the truth? There's a reason why. Because the devil and his angels are full-time at deceiving this world. And they're doing a great job of deceiving the world, blinding the mind, and everyone who is not saved is following in their plan. The devil and his angels. That's what the Bible says. I mean, look how many scriptures we just saw. He said, even you, when you weren't saved, he said, you walked according to the prince of the power of the air. When you're not saved, when you don't believe, your mind has been blinded by the god of this world, Satan. Now, that's a pretty interesting title that God calls him, the god of this world. This world's god. That's who they follow. That's who they obey. That's who they worship. That's what it means when it says he's their god. He's who calls the shots in their life. He's the one who sets the agenda for their program. See, we follow the will of God Almighty. We have the Holy Bible guiding us and directing us, telling us how to live. We order our lives when it comes to who we're going to marry, when it comes to having children, when it comes to what we're going to do in our spare time, when it comes to where we're going to be on Sunday morning, when it comes to what we're going to spend our life chasing after. Is it going to be money and pleasure and fun, or is it going to be serving God and doing the will of God? Look, God is the one who sets the agenda for our life. He's our master. He's our Lord. He's our boss. Not this world. This world is on another program. They think they don't have a boss. They call themselves an atheist because they believe that, oh, I don't believe in any God. I don't follow any religion. No, you are following a God unconsciously. He's called the devil. You're doing his will without even knowing that he's the one that's telling you to do it. When you live a life of sin, when you follow along all the deceptions that he puts in front of you, you're fulfilling his will. He's your God. I don't have a God. No, he's your God.
That's right.
The God of this world is your God. The God of the Bible is our God. And so the Bible's really clear about this over and over. Now, the Bible talks about salvation as overcoming these lies of the devil. Go to 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5. Because there's all this deception in the world today. He truly deceives the whole world. Now, put your finger in 1 John 5, and I want you to go to Revelation chapter 12. Okay? So keep your finger in 1 John 5, go to Revelation 12. Now, in Revelation 12, that's where we started the sermon, where the Bible says that the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. So in Revelation 12:9, it says the devil is deceiving the whole world. But then it talks about those who overcame that. Look at verse 11. And they overcame him. Who did they overcome?
Satan.
The devil. The devil and his lies, wherewith he deceives the whole world. It says they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. They overcame the deception of the devil. Go to 1 John 5 now with that in mind. Look at 1 John 5:4. And remember, he's the God of this what?
World.
He's the prince of the power of the air. The whole world is deceived by him. All nations, the Bible says, are deceived by him today. Every nation today is deceived by him. 1 John 5:4 says this, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world." And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith, meaning what we believe is what overcomes the world. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? That's how you overcome the lies and the deception of the world and of the devil. Notice, the deception of the world is the same as the deception of the devil. You overcome it the same way, because he's the God of this world. Now, what we can learn from this is that the world, and I hope you're following the logic of the sermon this morning, the world has an agenda today of getting you not to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. You got to overcome that. That's an obstacle. What does it mean to overcome something? To overcome something means there's an obstacle. There's something in your way. There's something stopping you. There's something blinding you. There's something holding you back, and you have to overcome that. And he says the way you overcome that is through faith. You see, the devil and the world that we live in have an agenda of trying to convince you and trying to tell you Jesus Christ is not the Son of God. The Bible is not the Word of God. It's not that the world out there is just neutral today. It's not that TV is neutral. It's not that the radio is neutral. It's not that everything out there is just neutral and it's neither good nor evil. It's just not religious. No. The world has an agenda. The devil has an agenda to deceive you into believing lies. And you overcome that deception. You overcome the world. And as it said in Revelation 12:11, you overcome the devil when you believe the Bible. When you have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the victory that overcometh the world. See, the whole world is against you, trying to get you to believe lies, trying to get you to be deceived, trying to get you to go down the wrong path, trying to get you to fulfill the will of the devil. And all of this is against you. I mean, the world sounds like a pretty big enemy to have. Right? I mean, you know, overcoming the world? Doesn't that sound like a pretty difficult thing to do? I mean, for example, like, Kevin, why don't you stand in the aisle there? Okay? Let's say Kevin represents, you know, somebody who's trying to stop me from believing the truth. He's trying to stop me from doing what God wants me to do. He's trying to stop me from fulfilling God's will. And that God's will is represented by, you know, that door back there. Okay? But I gotta overcome him first. He's gonna try to stop me. See how I overcame? Kevin? Good job, Kevin. So look, I had to overcome Kevin? Now look, that's one person. But what when the whole world's against you? What when just all the media, all the TV, all the radio, all the everything out there is just for opposing you and stopping you? And you stand alone, and only your faith can overcome the world. Only the fact that you believe God's word. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They loved not their lives unto the death. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
Amen.
So this world today doesn't want you to believe that. The school system is all about getting you not to believe that. The churches that are run by Satan. Yes, the churches that are run by Satan.
Amen.
You say, which ones are that? Any church that doesn't preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Any church that's preaching work salvation. The Catholic Church, the Mormon Church, the Jehovah's Witnesses, the Kingdom Hall. Whether it be, you know, or Islam, or Judaism, whatever other false religion, Hinduism. It's all of the devil. His angels his ministers are transformed into the ministers of light. And so all of this stuff, the whole world, the religious world, the educational world, the entertainment world, the fashion world, all of it is in opposition to the Bible. And it's all out there, and it's this huge obstacle. It's this huge thing that you have to overcome. And you overcome it by faith. You overcome it by believing the Bible. Now, the first step to overcoming it is what we already covered. And if you would turn to, go to Proverbs 14. The first step, of course, is getting saved.
Amen.
You know, just believing that Jesus is the Son of God. Just by doing that, you've already overcome a lot right there. You've overcome the science class lying to you, telling you that everything came from a Big Bang. Everything exploded from a little dot, smaller than a single proton, into the universe in a trillion trillionth of a second. You know, you overcome those lies. You've overcome already false religion that's probably some point in your life told you you've got to work your way to heaven. Some point in your life has told you Jesus is not the Son of God. I mean, we've had people walk into this church before and tell me that Jesus is not the Son of God. The NIV. Did you know this? That in the NIV, Jesus never says that he's the Son of God in the NIV. Because there's a place where Jesus says in the Bible, he says, I'm the Son of God. They ask him. Because I've had people walk in this church before and say, Jesus never called himself the Son of God. He only called himself the Son of Man. I showed them three places where he called himself the Son of God. But in the NIV, they've been changed. Now, in the NIV, there's one place where he says, you know, you're stoning me because I said I'm the Son of God. But what's funny is they took out the part where he said that. So he refers back to it and they ain't even there. But in the King James Bible, he says, dost thou believe on the Son of God?
Right.
And the guy says, Lord, who is he that I might believe in him? And he says, I that speak unto thee am he. He says, you're talking to the Son of God. They take that out of the NIV. And so there's an agenda out there that tries to tell you Jesus is not the Son of God. You know, and that's not a biblical term. And they'll say there is no Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. They'll attack the doctrine of the three in one. The three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, these three are one. They attack those doctrines. They attack the doctrines of salvation by grace through faith. And so just by getting saved, you overcome lies in school. You've overcome lies in religion and lies in church. You've overcome lies of TV. You've overcome all the lies of the world. Look, you say, you're paranoid. No! The devil exists. He's real. He's deceiving the whole world today. He's deceiving all the nations today. And he's succeeding at it. They are deceived today. They are blind. The Bible doesn't say he tried to blind them. It says the God of this world has already blinded them. We have to shine the light of the glorious gospel in there to brighten things up, but they've already been blinded. Now, with that all in mind, because I'm already preaching, you say, Pastor Anderson, you're already preaching us. We've already overcome that because we're even here this morning because we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why we're even in church. And obviously, the vast majority or everybody here is saved, or else the vast majority is saved. Everybody here claims to be saved, except maybe small children that are too young to understand. You say, that's why we're even here. But wait a minute. What happens is a lot of times people believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. They get saved. And then they believe the devil's lies. It's like they think that was the only thing that the world was lying to them about.
Right.
It's like they think the only thing that was the lie was that Jesus wasn't the Son of God. And then they believe everything else they hear. It's nonsense. The same people that are going to lie to you and tell you Jesus isn't the Son of God, the same people that are lying to you about the beginnings of our earth, the same people that are lying to you about the Bible, lying to you about salvation, lying to you about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, lying to you about the Word of God, they're lying to you about everything else too. Now look what the Bible says in Proverbs 14. This is a great verse. Proverbs 14:15. The simple believeth every word. You get that? So a simple person, when the Bible talks about the simple person, it's saying the person who doesn't know much. The person who's not that smart. You know, he's kind of a simple fellow. It just means he doesn't know much. He doesn't have a lot of intelligence. And the Bible says the simple believeth every word. So a dumb person, are you getting this? A dumb person just believes everything that they're told. You know, they see something on the newspaper, they see something on TV, they hear something on the radio, somebody walks up and tells them something. Oh, really? Wow. Now, what's the word that we use for this? It starts with a G.
Gullible.
And there used to be a joke that we would tell when I was a kid. We would say to people, did you know that the word gullible is not even in the dictionary? And they'd say, really? And then they'd get the dictionary and look it up. Hey, it is there. It's like, yeah, duh. You know, you're gullible just for thinking that it wasn't there. It's a joke. You know, it's a trick. And somebody who's gullible, you can get them to believe anything. You can tell them all kinds of crazy stories. And I've been around, and I remember when I was a teenager, I remember there were some girls in the youth group that were just really gullible. They just were very simple. And it was just fun to just tell them just the most off-the-wall, crazy things. Oh, are you serious? Wow, you just be telling them all kinds of... I mean, you just tell them the most ridiculous stories. And then say, I'm just kidding, you know? Don't you understand? It's a joke. Really? You're kidding? It's like, what in the world? And, you know, we look at somebody like that, and what do we think? They're not that smart. You know, and maybe like a little kid, you can tell them crazy stuff and they'll believe it because they're a little kid. But when someone's an adult and they just believe everything you tell them, have you ever heard the expression, don't believe everything you hear? Well, that's what the Bible's saying here. It says, the simple believeth every word. But the prudent man looketh well to his going. A wise man feareth and departeth from evil. But the fool rageth and is confident. So the foolish, ignorant, simple person just has this confidence, okay, in what everyone tells them. Just a confidence that everything's always going to be okay. Everybody out there is a nice person. And everybody who tells me anything is telling me the truth. Now, is that a logical thing to believe? Is that a biblical way to go through life? Everybody I talk to is telling me the truth. Everybody I talk to is looking out for the good in me. Everybody loves me. I can trust everybody. Here, take the keys to my car. Here, you know, come on into my house. Look, it's a foolish thing to just trust everybody. The Bible says that it's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. And people in the Bible made a lot of mistakes where they trusted the wrong people. Remember Hezekiah? These really nice ambassadors from Babylon came, and he showed them all his gold, he showed them all his stuff, and he showed them where all of his goods were hidden. And he said, oh, these are really nice people. Of course, then they come back and steal it all. They rob him. And a lot of people have this idea, oh, I looked into so-and-so's eyes, and I know that they're a nice person. You can't tell that. You can't know. You can't look at somebody's eyes and say, I'm a really good judge of character. You know, I can tell. You know, there are people out there who will deceive you. And, you know, the devil's transformed into an angel of light. And you know, Judas Iscariot, nobody suspected him. They looked into his eyes many times, and they never saw any malice in him. Only Jesus knew. Jesus was the only one that knew. And that was just because he was God in the flesh. He had that kind of knowledge. The other 11 disciples never had a clue. So the devil is a deceiver. He deceives not only just about salvation, because there's a lot of other deception out there. Are we in Proverbs? Go to chapter 20 since we're in Proverbs anyway. Go to chapter 20. Here's another deception that the devil uses. See, it's not just salvation. This is a mistake we make. Oh, I know that the schools are lying to me about salvation and the Bible, but other than that, they're loving, wonderful people who just want the best for me. Now look, some people might even be well-intentioned, but they're still walking according to the power of the prince of the power of the air. They're still following his will. Look what the Bible reads in Proverbs 21. Here's another deception that's out there. Wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is what?
Deceived
thereby is not wise. Now, this thing of alcohol is not just a cut and dry issue, where it's just, you know, here's alcohol, it's bad, and you know, basically, whoever drinks it just says, well, it's bad, but I'm going to do it anyway. I know it's bad. I know it's going to make me behold strange women and utter perverse things. I know it's going to bring me into sin. I know it's harmful to my health. I know it's going to cause my good judgment to go out the window, but I'm going to do it anyway. No, that's not how it is. There's deception out there that tells you that it's okay to drink, and that it's fun to drink, and that it's healthy for you to drink. These are all lies. These are all deceptions. Because, you see, if it were just, here it is, it's alcohol, it's poison, it's toxic, that's why it's called being intoxicated, and it's going to make you ill, it's going to damage your body, it's going to cause you to do sinful things, it's going to cause you to get in a car accident, it's going to cause you to hurt other people, it's going to cause you to be stupid. They don't tell you that. That would be one thing. But the Bible says no. The Bible says it's a deceiver. That means there are people out there who believe the fact that it's not bad, that it's not a sin to drink, that it's not going to harm your health, that it's not going to make you do bad things, that it's actually fun, and that it's going to make you have a happier life and a more successful life. That is a deception, though. And the Bible says if you're deceived by that, you're not wise. So it shouldn't be called Bud Wiser. It should be called Bud Dumber. Because you're not wise if you drink it. I mean, if I look at somebody who's drinking, that just tells me they're not a wise person. Because the Bible says whosoever deceived thereby is not wise. Now, if somebody says, well, I know everything you're saying about alcohol is true. It is bad. It is sin. It is wicked. But I'm doing it anyway. Well, then that might be a person who isn't foolish, but they're sinful, but they're wicked. If they knowingly are doing something wicked. And if they think it's not wicked, that just means that they're not wise. It just means that they bought into the lies of the devil. You see, the devil out there has all his advertisements making it look good, making it look fun, and all the... I mean, the advertisements, I look at beer ads, and I think you have to be an idiot to believe them. I mean, it's designed... The campaigns are designed for idiots. This is a more drinkable beer. Well, what did you think I was going to do with it? What, you can't drink the other one? Drinkable? Drinkability is the difference. That's the ad campaign. I've seen it everywhere. I've seen like 5 billboards. Drinkability. Superior drinkability. What kind of a stupid word is drinkability? Oh, what? Are other drinks you're not able to drink them? Oh, I'm more able to drink this one. This one I can actually drink it. What, you couldn't drink it before? The old method? The other brand can't be drunk? It's stupid. I mean, just superior drinkability. And then they have these advertisements on the back of... Because I do a lot of driving. I see this on the back of beer trucks. Clean. This is how they describe the beer. It's a picture of beer being poured in. And this is the word they use. Clean. Crisp. Refreshing. Now, what is crisp about beer? What is clean about beer? I mean, what is the other brand dirty? It's nonsense. They just throw a bunch of positive words at you that you don't even understand. You don't even think about what they mean. Right. And you're just, oh, yeah, superior drinkability. Oh, it's clean. It's crisp. Crisp is what I bite into a Kit Kat bar. Crisp, clean, cool, clear. Look, if you want refreshing, drink a glass of water. Go buy Gatorade. Are you insane? And you know what? You know what beer smells like to me? It smells like piss to me. Right. And I don't like that word. That word's used in the Bible about 6 times. Yeah, so is. Get over it. Beer smells like piss. And I'm not going to drink it. And if you drink it and you're deceived by it, and you look at this advertising that makes it look cool and makes it look fun and makes it look exciting, and it's all these young people with healthy, athletic bodies, and they're out having fun, and they look great. That's not reality. It's a lie.
That's right.
You're being deceived. You're being lied to. You're being tricked. Wake up and realize what's really going on. Wake up and realize there's an agenda to destroy your life. Wake up and realize there are people out there who want you to destroy your marriage and destroy your family and destroy your children and destroy your life. Wake up and realize there are people who don't want you to be a soul winner. They don't want you to succeed. They don't want you to stay married. They don't want you to raise children for the glory of God. They don't want you to get saved. They don't want you to get other people saved. Everything they do is to fulfill an agenda to destroy your life. Realize it. It's true. But you're naive when you think, oh, TV is just entertainment. No, it's not.
No, sir.
It's programming. That's why when you get the guide, it's called the programming guide. You're being programmed. You're being lied to. You're being shepherded into a certain thought process. Every show, every movie is all there to guide your mind down a certain avenue. And it's not always overt. Sometimes it's just little subliminal things. Just a basic thing. Like, for example, you'll be watching a movie and it won't even have anything to do with the story of the movie, but people are just drinking alcohol constantly. And you ever watch old black and white movies? When I was a kid, I grew up, we had a commercial or a channel called American Movie Classics. And this channel, whoever watched that channel when you were... Yeah, we used to have this on cable. And I used to like watching it when I was a kid. And it was black and white old movies. And just everybody's just smoking the whole time. And here's what else I noticed. Housewives. These nice housewives in mid-calf skirts and aprons and nice hair, and they're a housewife, and they're just pouring glasses of scotch and brandy and cognac Every time a visitor comes over, oh, would you like a glass of cognac? Oh, would you like some scotch? Would you like some brandy? And they're just pouring in, just drinking it. Here's a newsflash. That's not really alcohol that they're drinking. Because, you know, take 57. They're not really drinking alcohol. It's all it is. It's just colored water. You know, it's not really alcohol. It's fake. Everything. If you've ever been involved in any filming, you'll realize everything on TV is fake. One time this TV show came to my house, and they wanted to do this thing about me memorizing the Bible. It was an episode of this Christian TV show. And they wanted to make it look like I was driving while I was quoting Bible verses, okay? So instead of actually driving, what they did is I sat in the driver's seat of the car, and they had two guys shaking the car to make it look like we were driving down the road. And then another guy held a spotlight, and then they were shaking a tree branch in front of it to make it look like, as you're driving, you know, trees are going by. And when you watched it, it looked like I was actually driving down the road. Because, you know, you got trees going by, and you got the vibration of the car. And I remember I just said, everything on TV is fake.
Yeah, right.
I mean, look at this. This is all fake. And when they're drinking alcohol on TV, it's not really alcohol. It's just water. It's just it's probably soda pop or whatever that they have in that bottle. So then you just have these beautiful housewives that are dressed modestly, just drinking one glass of hard liquor after another and giving some. And it's always the wealthy people, the well-dressed people, that are drinking the most hard liquor, and they have a little bar in their living room. And it's just all there to brainwash you. They're all smoking. Back in those movies, they're all smoking cigarettes, all of them. So if you're cool, you smoke. You know, if you're cool, you drink alcohol. If you're cool, this is how you act. You know, and there's so many agendas that they're trying to brainwash you into believing the way that they want you to believe and doing what they want you to do. You've got to overcome these lies. You can't just believe every word you hear. You know, and a lot of people say, well, I just like to watch the news. But, you know, so much of what's on the news is lies.
That's right. That's right.
You can't just blindly believe the news anymore. Because when you'll find out that the news is lies, it's kind of the same way I found out that TV is not real. Because when they report on you, when they've come and reported on our church, they'll tell bold-faced lies. And I remember I even told the lady. I said, why did he tell all these lies? And she said, I know. The lady at CNN said, I know he lied, but it's not my decision. It's not my fault. I wish I would have had that on tape, her saying that. But she literally, because this is what happened. This is years ago. This is like, what, 3 years ago now? 3 years ago, we had all these people protesting our church, angry and whatever, calling us a hate group. And this is like 3 years ago. And there were about 30 to 35 max protesters, okay, across the street. I mean, I went out there and counted them. I counted like 32. And so I figure, okay, maybe I didn't see everybody, maybe 35, but I counted 32 max. And this is like 3 years ago, so we had 49 people on that particular Sunday morning service, you know. And so we had 49 people out in here, and then there were like 30 protesters or whatever outside, because this was like 3 years ago. And they reported on the news that we had 20 in the service and over 100 protesters. Now that was a lie. But it's even worse than that. The lady from CNN, she counted the people walking in. And then she walked up to me and said, how many people were in church this morning? I said, 49. She said, great, that's exactly the number I came up with. I just wanted to double check with you. Because she was trying to report it accurately. But then she turns it into her boss. Okay. What was that idiot's name? Rick something?
Sanchez.
Rick Sanchez? Was that his name? Yeah. She turns it into Rick Sanchez, and he translates it down to, oh yeah, there were less than 20 people, and there were 100 protesters. When really, on the peak of it, there were like 32. Then another news outlet said that this guy's group has 4,000 people in it and they're planning another protest this Sunday. Making it sound as if 4,000 people
right.
are going to be protesting. When really, you know what they meant by 4,000? It was some Facebook group.
Right.
Click like if you're against hate.
Yeah.
So 4,000 little mindless drones just, oh yeah, hate, that's bad. Click like. And that's like, he has 4,000 members in his group. Like they're all getting together and meeting or something. You know what I mean? Like they're all getting an assembling. They're not just clicking like. But you know what? Today, with the technology today, this sermon is more important than ever today. about not believing. Let's think about some of the scriptures we've gone into. And go to Psalm 101. Let's think about some of the scriptures we've seen. Let's do a quick review. First of all, we saw the devil deceives the whole world. We saw that he deceives all nations. So this isn't just an American thing. This isn't just a European thing. This is just, he's just deceiving all nations. We've seen that those who are not saved, are they deceived?
Yep.
When you weren't saved, you were deceived. Okay, that's what the Bible says. And not only is it the devil that's deceiving you, who else does the Bible say is deceiving you? The world. And basically because he uses the world to deceive you. Because those that are not saved, which is the majority of the world, they're on his program. They walk according to his will. Now, it says in Revelation 18, you don't have to turn there, but in Revelation 18, verse 23, the Bible's talking about Babylon. It says, "The light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee, and the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth, for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived." Okay? So there's a sorcery that deceives the whole world, the Bible talks about. Sorceries. What is sorcery? Now, I've studied the word sorcery, and it's a word that we don't really use much these days. Now, maybe people use it when they're into, magic or, Harry Potter, or maybe they're into, this kind of video games that deal with that, or maybe they're into books that deal with that. But when you think of sorcery, basically you're talking about witchcraft. It's probably the word that's associated with it. Now, I know that people have said, and I'm not one that goes back to the Greek, okay? But let's just talk about the English for a moment. Forget going back to the Greek. The word pharmacy is a Greek word that means sorcery. I mean, that's just that simple. I mean, the word pharmacy, if you just look up in an English dictionary the word pharmacy, it'll tell you it comes from a Greek word, pharmakia, which means sorcery. So it can involve basically drugs or substances can be involved in the sorcery. Like, you always think of a witch having the big pot, right? Stirring a big pot. And you got a big pot of whatever, witch's brew, okay? So there's sorcery in this world that the Bible says deceives all the nations. And the Bible talks about the merchants. Listen to me, and I'm not making stuff up here. This is in the Bible. It said, let me read it for you again, because I want you to know that I'm not just, making this up or going to a dictionary as an authority. The Bible flat out says, I'm a little mixed up in my notes here. Okay, here we go. It says right here, "Thy merchants were the great men of the earth, for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived." So, who is it that's doing the deceiving? The merchants, right? He says the merchants were the great men of the earth, for or because, or joined to that statement, and this is all in Revelation 18:23, "For by thy sorceries were all nations deceived." I should have had you turn there, but listen. The reason why, and study this later, take a good hard look at Revelation 18:23. The reason why the merchants were the great men of the earth was because by thy sorceries all nations were deceived. So people are making money off deceiving you. Yeah. Does everybody understand that? How do the merchants are people who what?
Sell
things. How is it that the merchants of the earth became such great, powerful, wealthy men? Through deception, through sorcery. Okay? And you stop and put that all together with the drug industry, the pharmaceutical industry being a multi-billion, trillion-dollar industry. Selling drugs. I mean, if you go to the ghetto and you see somebody who looks like a ghetto derelict and they're driving around a Cadillac Escalade, what do you think they do? What are they doing? They're selling drugs. They're selling drugs. It's funny because I was at a drugstore the other day and they had a poster up. And it was warning the employees. Where did I have you turn? Psalm 101?
Yeah.
Stay there. They were warning the employees not to live a double life. Because it said, it listed all these testimonies on this poster. Did you see this poster, Scott, or no? Because he was in the same place as me. But at the bottom of the poster, it had all these testimonies about pharmacists who were a pharmacist by day, drug dealer by night. And it was talking about how they were like stealing pills, and they explained how they got that way. How at first they were just taking some pills themselves, and they started giving it to their friends, and then pretty soon they're just a full-blown drug dealer, and how they went to prison for 7 years or whatever. And it was given all these stories of how they got that way. And it was warning you, you know, hey, just because you work in a pharmacy, just because you're dealing drugs all day, you can't do it at night. Okay? And so what I'm saying is, there ain't that big of a difference between what's being sold in the daytime and what's being sold at night, because that shows you right there. They're taking stuff home from the pharmacy, and they're selling it at night on the streets because it's narcotics. And it was explaining how, you know, they got to keep the narcotics section locked up and everything, you know, for only the people who, you know, have the little piece of paper that tells them to take narcotics. Okay? And so it's amazing how the world is deceived today. The world deceives you and tells you what's right and wrong. I mean, literally. I heard, and you know, I'm not, this has nothing to do with any specific candidate, because they're all full of baloney. But anyway, one of the candidates for president, they asked him about medical marijuana. And he said, I'm completely against legalizing medical marijuana. And here's what he said. There's synthetic marijuana available. It's like, what? So they make it a laboratory, something that does the same thing as marijuana, sell it for 100 times as much, and it's okay. You know why it's okay? Because they said it's okay. But the one that God made is not okay. And I'm not for smoking marijuana. I think God made the marijuana plant for other usages. Just like he made grapes to be popped in your mouth, not to be made into booze with. You know, he made grapes to, he made hops and malt and barley to make bread out of. You know, you make barley bread, not beer out of. So everything on this earth has legitimate uses, and it can also be used for an illegitimate use. And the marijuana plant, I mean, George Washington was growing it. Okay, but he wasn't smoking it. He wasn't smoking pot. And so I'm totally against smoking pot, but do you see the hypocrisy of saying, make a synthetic version of marijuana, it's okay. Don't let the one that grows by itself. You know why? Because you can't make any money off the one that grows by itself. The merchants become great men through deception, through lies. And people are foolish. They just believe it. Just, this narcotic is okay because we said it's okay. This narcotic is not okay because we say it's not okay. We tell you what's right and wrong. No, God tells me what's right and wrong. And he said, be sober, so I'm going to stay away from all of it. But he says in Psalm 101, verse 1, I will sing of mercy and judgment unto thee, O Lord, will I sing. I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. O, when wilt thou come unto me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. Watch this. I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. Now, this is a verse that we often quote about TV or advertisements where we see things that are ungodly. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. A froward heart shall depart from me. I will not know a wicked person. Whoso privily slandereth his neighbor, him will I cut off. Him that hath a high look and a proud heart will I suffer. Mine eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land. They may dwell with me. He that walketh in a perfect way, he shall serve me. Watch this. Listen to me. He that worketh deceit shall not dwell within my house. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight. And so we often quote the part about not setting any wicked thing before your eyes about looking at maybe scantily clad women that are on the screen. But really God's saying, you know what? Don't set liars in front of your eyes. Don't let those that tell lies and deception into your home. And that's firmly what I believe. When you turn on the mainstream media, when you turn on the news, and look, let me just give you a hint. Anything that's mainstream is according to the devil.
Yep, right.
I mean, think about it. Let me say that again. Anything that's mainstream is not of God. Because the narrow is the way that leads to life. Broad is the way that leads to destruction. And many there be which go in there. And here's the moral of the whole sermon. And I hope you've learned a lot from the sermon. But here's the one thing you really need to learn. Whenever you see everybody in the world, are you listening to me?
Yep.
Everybody in the world, all rallying around something, stay away from it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep. That's, I mean, listen to me. That's the moral of the sermon. Who's running this world?
Satan.
Listen, Calvinist, it ain't God that's running this world. Yeah. It's the God of this world. It's Satan. He's deceiving the whole world. It's not God that's enlightening the whole world. It's the devil that's deceiving the whole world. We're supposed to take his word and bring the light, bring the truth. But we're never going to get the whole world saved. It's always going to be a narrow way. We just get as many people as we can saved. And we keep ourselves free from the deception. And we try to help others overcome the deception and be saved and believe on Christ and live a godly, clean, and righteous life. It doesn't stop at salvation. There are other lies that we have to overcome. You see, I overcome the world once when I got saved. But then I have to keep overcoming the lies or else I'm going to mess up my life. Because the devil, first of all, wants me not to be saved. But if I get saved, and I like the illustration of Pharaoh. You know, Pharaoh represents the devil. First, he wants him to keep him in Egypt, right? But then if he can't keep him in Egypt, he says, well, just leave your kids in Egypt. And if he can't get them to leave their kids in Egypt, he just says, leave all your cattle and your money in Egypt. And if he can't keep you in Egypt, he wants to keep you from crossing the Red Sea, which represents baptism. And there are so many symbolisms there where the devil, you know, he doesn't just want you not to be saved, he also wants your kids to be damned. He also wants your kids to grow up and get drunk and fornicate and live a wicked life. All these things are things that he works on all day. The Bible says there are wicked people in this world. They don't go to sleep unless they've caused someone to fall. That's what they spend their life working on. Evil. And this world will tell you man is basically good. Man is born good. People are nice. Everybody can all agree on things that are good and right. No, we can't agree. Because whenever I start saying something that's good and right, nobody agrees with me. I get up and say, hey, it's marriage is one man, one woman for life, and any bedroom activity outside of marriage is wrong. People aren't going to agree with that. The world's not going to rally around that. If I say, hey, you should go to bed with one woman in your whole life, and that's your wife. And the only time you should ever go to bed with another woman is when she passes away and you get married. That's the only way that you move on to a second person. The world's not going to rally around that. If I get up and say Jesus is the only way to heaven, everybody else is going to hell, that's right. Amen. People aren't going to rally around that. Amen. And when you see people rallying around, listen to me now, when you see people rallying around a certain music, just know that it's of the devil. Right. Know that it's meant to deceive. Think about it. When you go to the music store and you see the top 10, that's everything you should run screaming in the other direction away from that music. This is a key, that doctrine. You need to learn this. I mean, if you see the top 10, what's it going to be? What's going to be the top 10? Michael Jackson. It's going to be all the worst stuff. Elton John. This is all top 10 type stuff. Madonna. Britney Spears. It's going to be everything that's of Satan. That's going to be in that top 10. What's that freakish woman? Lady Gaga? Yeah, it's going to be Lady Gaga. You know, it's going to be Justin Timberlake. It's going to be Bieber. You say, what's wrong with Bieber? He's in the top 10. That's what's wrong with him. That just tells me it's of the devil. When I can see, and you know, one time I remember, because you know, we all struggle with this. We all have a battle against worldliness in our life, don't we? Because the devil's bombarding us and the world's bombarding us every day. We're not immune to it. And, you know, just when you start to think, oh, you know, so-and-so the music, so-and-so the movie. I remember sitting on the airplane, some fag across the aisle was watching a movie, and I was thinking, I don't want to watch the same movie as him.
Amen.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I don't want to watch that. If he's into it, if he loves it, if he thinks it's cool, and he's everything that I'm against. You see, but we get sucked into the world's movement. Whenever you see everybody rallying around a certain music, just know it's not of God. Because you won't see them all rallying around these hymns. Unless it's a messed up version of it. A sensual version of it. Whenever you see everybody rallying around a movie, the top movie. And by the way, anything at the theater is a top movie or else it wouldn't be at the theater. Unless it's being played at one special theater. But usually, if something's at the main theater all over America, you just know it's part of the devil's brainwashing program. Or else it wouldn't. I mean, you know, if you hear a preacher and he's on the mainstream television channel, that just tells you. I mean, people say, what do you think about this preacher? I say, never heard of him. They say, well, I've seen him on NBC. I've seen him on ABC. I said, you just told me everything I need to know. He's not of God. And you say, you're oversimplifying. You're painting with a broad brush. You better know I am, because it's the truth.
That's right.
Because the devil has deceived the whole world and all the nations. He controls the media. He controls the education system. Anything that's mainstream is false. Anything that is believed by everyone is false. Anything that is accepted and loved, music, movies, TV, if it's popular, it's wrong. Because it just shows that it's what the world loves, and it's what the devil has put out there. It's funny, this week, and I don't know if this came out this week, and I'll close with this, but I don't know if this just came out this week, but it came out recently. There was this this documentary, and I see it everywhere I go, this Coney 2012. Scott and I were on a business trip, and we walked into a hotel, and the girl behind the counter at the hotel was watching this thing. And I told her, I said, hey, don't get sucked in by that video. Yeah. I said it's all a lie.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's funny, because whenever I first heard about it, I didn't know anything about it. I just heard somebody say something about, oh, this video, Coney 2012, it's this viral video that's been viewed. It's a documentary about Africa that's been viewed 100 million times, and it's the big popular thing. I just instantly knew it's propaganda.
Right.
It's deception. It's lies. It can't be true. It can't be right. I didn't know anything about it. I hadn't even researched it. I just instantly knew that if this is being put out and just being consumed by the masses of sinful, wicked, fornicating, drunken, idolatrous sorcerers are all just loving it, it just tells me that it can't be of God. And then I did a little research on it, and it was just completely proved me right. It's all a lie. You watch this documentary, and basically they're saying in the documentary, they're flashing all these peace symbols the whole time. And it's this really effeminate queer guy who's like the main voice of the film. He's a total sissy, queer type of a guy, and he's like prancing around the whole time, and he's like peace, peace, and it's like a brainwashing. He's flashing peace symbols with his fingers, and then they're putting up all these peace signs, you know, the circle with the line, everything, whatever, you know. Who knows what I'm talking about? The peace. It's like a Mercedes Benz except with an extra line. So he's got all this, you know. I'm not against Mercedes, but anyway, you know, if you want to buy me one, I'll drive it. But anyway, just kidding. But anyway, there's just all these peace symbols throughout the film. Just peace, 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 flashing your peace sign. But then you know what the video is telling you to do? We need to send troops into Africa and invade.
Wow.
That's what the video is about. It's a little faggoty guy saying peace, peace, peace. And he's a total sodomite.
Right.
Oh, but he's married and has kids. Yeah, sort of like Ham. Sort of like all the guys in Sodom and Gomorrah. And he's this really queer little guy. And he's peace, 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 peace. Here's what we need to do. We need to send our military into Africa. And he's saying, this is so great because this is the first time we're going to go to war just because it's the right thing to do. Just because we need to invade. And look, but you know what? People are stupid. I looked at the video. It had like the like. You know how people click like they like it or they don't like it? There were like 20 times as many people liking it as not liking it. And then you talk to people that are actually from Uganda. And they'll tell you that war, because they're like, we got to end this war by sending in our American troops. Let's invade another country, because we've already invaded Afghanistan and Iraq and Libya. But it's how we make peace.
Right.
By attacking countries that have nothing to do with... I mean, when was the last time Uganda had anything to do with us?
Right.
Okay? And attacked us. But this is what they say. We've got to end this war. We got to stop this violence. And then you talk to people from Uganda, they say, there's been no violence in Uganda regarding the guy that the film's about in the last 6 years. He's never even been in the country in the last 5 to 6 years. He has not set foot in the country. And then they're showing these masses of hundreds of little black kids saying, these kids are afraid of this guy every night when they go to bed. They're scared to death of this guy every night. Because of this guy is on the loose. We've got to stop this guy, Coney. And these kids can't even go to bed tonight without being scared. And then you talk to people and they say, he hasn't even been in that country in 6 years, and those kids are going to bed and drinking a glass of warm milk and falling asleep at night, no problem. The guy is in another country. But if you watch the film, you think this guy is just wreaking havoc in Uganda. We've got to arrest the guy. And I'm not saying the guy's a good guy, but you know what I am saying? I'm saying I don't believe anything that they tell me.
Amen.
And you say, who are they? The rulers of the darkness of this world, that's who. I don't believe what they tell me. And you're a fool If every little trendy, popular, you know, most viewed video can just brainwash you into, yep, let's support another war. Yep, let's bring our troops into another country. Look, folks, there's an agenda. They're going down the world like a checklist, taking over every country that doesn't fall in line with the United Nations, the world government. They're going down it like a checklist, just checking them off. Oh, Uganda, check. And they don't tell you. I mean, I spent hours reading about what's really going on in Uganda. The Uganda government's murdering their own people. Yeah. And in the video, it's like, oh, Uganda government's wonderful. Let's go send our troops in. What in the world kind of garbage? So now a peacenik, effeminate peaceniks are telling us, let's send in troops. And the American sheeple will just follow it. Just they'll just buy the lie. You know what, though? As God's people, we ought not buy the lies.
Amen.
Look, if I were you, I'd even watch TV. But if you do watch TV, just don't believe anything that they tell you.
Right.
Just take it all with a grain of salt. And when you hear stuff on the radio, and when you hear stuff in the news, and you see stuff on the newspaper, just remember, one day they'll be saying, hey, the Antichrist is here. He did a miracle, and we all seen it. It's all to brainwash you.
Right.
Okay? And so you ought to get to the place, you say, what, should we just not believe anything? No, just believe this. TV, don't believe it. Radio, don't believe it. The news, don't believe it. Look, the longer you live on this earth, you'll see it's all lies.
Amen.
And that stuff is lies until somebody proves it to be true. It's all a lie. I just, on my default, when I hear anything in the news, if I hear anything on TV or the radio, my default is it's a lie.
Yeah.
Until somebody proves to me, no, this is actually true. And, you know, and I see some proof. And even then I'm skeptical. But, you know, that's not how I approach the Bible. I just approach the Bible. It's the truth. It's God's Word. It's the truth. And it always rings true. And then the world's lies always come up as lies. And so that's the point of the sermon this morning is this. The world is out there to deceive and to trick you. Don't be fooled. Don't be deceived. Trendy music, popular music, stay away from it. Popular movies, popular TV shows, popular causes, and popular politicians. And you say, man, we can never get the guy that we like elected. That's because the guy who tells the truth is never going to be popular.
Right.
Just get over it. It ain't going to happen. Because when you live in a world of deceit, and when you live in a world that's controlled by Satan, you're not going to get the people that you want in power. You're going to get deceivers in power. And so that's why we just need to overcome it and help others overcome it by shining the glorious light of the gospel to overcome the lies. Let's bow our heads and have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you so much for your word, dear God, and we thank you that we don't have to be deceived like the world that we live in today that just believes every word. They're so simple. They believe every word. And sometimes I ask myself, how could they be so dumb? But then I realize, well, they've been blinded by the God of this world. And so, Father, that's why I pray that every single person who's here would realize that, you know, much more important than politics, much more important than anything that we could do to try to teach people about what's true and what's false in the world that we live in, is that we just need to get people saved and help us to realize that until people get saved, they're just going to keep on being deceived, and that the only hope is that they would be saved. Help us to just realize that soul winning is the greatest thing we could do to help turn things around and help get people straightened out. We're not going to straighten this world out. We're not going to straighten Tempe out. But Father, help us to at least straighten ourselves out and straighten our church out and at least help others to overcome. And we will wear a crown someday and we will be in a kingdom that's righteous. But until then, God, we're strangers and pilgrims in the earth. We are just passing through. This is not our home. But help us to overcome and help us to help others overcome. And in Jesus' name we pray.